Father God, we want to thank you for this weekend and for the festival that we've had as a church of all the creative abilities within our fellowship. Thank you for painters and sculptors and knitters and all the different skills. Thank you for Sally and her songwriting and worshipping heart. Lord, we want everything that was shared this weekend to bring glory to you. And we thank you, Lord, for all the people that we have met, all the folks from the town who came in to see, for visitors who were just coming for the day into the town who came in. We thank you, Lord, that it just spoke of your greatness and your love and your creativeness. So we give it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. The first verse in the Bible details the most amazing act of creativity as the Lord in the beginning created the heavens and the earth, and he created us to know him and love him. And our creativity, we believe our creativity comes from God because he is the creator and we have been made in his image. All our gifts and abilities are unique and they reflect a God who is just so loving and extraordinarily kind to us. Creativity is one of the wonderful gifts that God has imparted into the human spirit. And we see it expressed in so many different ways, not just in art and other things, but in problem solving and design. And some are more creative than others. I have heard more than a couple of times over the last 2 days, people say, well, I'm just not very creative. And so often we say that when what we really mean is we're not as creative as so-and-so. Because our creations look like crocs compared to their masterpieces. But when we look at creation, we just see God's wonderful hand in nature. Just outside my office the last 2 days, this spider has been making a web. And it's wonderful to behold. Partly because it's outside and not inside. I'm really grateful to that. They do try and come in. But what I did notice, it when it got damaged, he did it again. I'm saying he, it could be she. I've not got that close enough to find out. But the spider did the same one over and over again. The same design over and over again. I'm woken up often by pigeons. We have lots of birds in our garden, but pigeons seem to like to get up early. And I've noticed they have the same song. It's really annoying. And sometimes I wonder, don't they have another song to sing? But it's just part of who they are. But when we think about human beings, we have been given more because we're made in the image of God. We have been made creative. We don't just sing the same song. We don't just make the same web. We're made for so much more than that. And he has placed it in our hearts. And so I want to encourage all of us, particularly those of us, and I'm included, I'm not very creative. What I mean is I can't paint like Rod or Barbara, and I can't sing like Sally, and I can't. But God has made us, each one of us, unique. And we have songs to sing, whether it's songs or whether it's other things, but we are made creative to give him glory because we are made by him. And one of the verses I wanted to share is this wonderful verse about God's creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, we are a new creation. The wonder of this is that Jesus came to rescue us and save us. He knows that I'm messed up and broken, but he has made something glorious because of his death for me on the cross. I am forgiven. I have a new life in Christ. I'm assured of heaven. And I can live for his glory. Whatever I do, big or small, I can do it for his glory. And so I want to encourage all of us, whatever we're called to do, it might seem even menial, do it for God's glory because that gives him pleasure. And there's even the best to come. as Sally said, this is not all there is. The best is still to come, when we will see Jesus face to face and we will be like him and we will enjoy his presence forever. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and just anoint each one of us, whatever way he chooses, that we may be living and creative for him in our lives. So let's just pray together.